This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Ready.
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left. Will.
It's time now for the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Now, here's your host, Derek Kramer.
Welcome into the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. This is Derek Kramer with a nice little surprise of Joe Cali jumping in here. TJ Luckman on the board. No Nate, but all of the good vibes as the Bills 31-10 over the Seattle Seahawks in a dominant fashion in rainy weather. It was also not just the rain. Flags were flying around in the sky, too. So, like, everything was coming down.
Yeah, that's been a common theme the past couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
The flags just nonstop.
By the end of this year, I'm going to hate the color yellow, which is a shame because the Sabres are actually looking cool.
Yeah, right.
See, you don't have to worry about that until, like, February, and then you won't worry about the color yellow after February.
Yes, that is true. But I might still have like residual anger toward yellow because of all the flags that get thrown.
It probably depends on where the Sabres are at that point too.
But that might depend.
Mad at yellow. Stay on your point. Don't let me take you off.
Staying in the point. But TJ, I love your contributions when we do this show, and most of it is always going to be A-plus stuff from you. What was not A-plus was the refs deciding that they needed to tire their arms out. Go get the bag of ice stripes. And hey, guess what? I'm going to go to the zoo tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go check out some zebras.
Yeah, I didn't. They need to put zebra warnings.
It will be the exact same.
Yeah. It was bad.
The watchability. For the second game in 3 weeks, it's the same thing. The referees take the show and steal it, and it's garbage.
And that crew was alluded to being apt to throwing many flags in a game as well.
It's garbage. It takes away from the enjoyment of the product. Joe, what direction was I facing for the last 5 minutes of that game?
You were facing in the complete opposite direction of any TV screen showing the game.
Yes. My face was pointed away from the television.
Yes.
I think even from the last 8 minutes on. It was the majority
of the fourth quarter. Part of
it was the nature of the game already being well in hand.
Yeah, it was done.
But I was getting sick of seeing flags flying around. And it's still at the forefront of my mind. In a game that the Bills win by 21, like, I should be here hooting and hollering about how well the Bills are playing right now and the enjoyment that the team should be bringing me. However, the NFL, once again, is ruining its product with over-anxious officiating crews and the Bills also having some sloppiness that we'll call automatics. Like, false starts, gonna get called. Illegal shifts, gonna get called. Like, those are things that are going to be automatic.
Right.
So they got to stop doing that. They got to clean that up. But there were just so many bad penalties, again, for both teams. And for the second straight time, the Bills barely beat the referees in terms of points versus flags thrown.
Yes. What was your tweet?
The score? Oh, the final score?
Yes.
31-24-3. Or 31-24-10. That's the final score.
Yeah.
Bills, 31. Refs, 24. Seahawks, 10.
It's ridiculous.
It's embarrassing. And the worst part about this is There's nothing we can do about it. We're all doomed. Because next week, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to have pregame, and we're going to go all day, and we're going to have the overtime show. The Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram overtime show, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to complain about it again. Because we're sick. The NFL has us in this grip of, you're going to watch football because you watch football.
Yeah, they know.
And you could complain about the rest. We're not going to do anything about it because we're printing money.
Yeah, here's the thing. They know you're not, like you said, they know you're not going to deviate from the product. You're going to still glue your eyes to it, even if the refs, the zebras
are stampeding. If I could use different language, I would.
Right.
We're bleeped.
Yes, according to FCC guidelines, we can only use, we can't use French, if you will.
Yes, which, don't get me started on that again. We had that conversation off the air. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started about that saying.
Okay.
Because it's weird. But like, again, it takes center stage. The referees, who are only supposed to be there to police the game, so to say, somehow become the stars of the game. And it's annoying and it's stupid. And to the point where I'm making sure to make it a point to say something about it in halftime.
Yes.
Because they deserve it.
We got to do a screen time check next game and see like how long the head referee is on the screen versus Josh Allen. I think we need to run the numbers on that.
I feel like zebras should be paid royalties at this point.
They should be full-time employees because they're on-air personalities at this point. They're paid actors.
That's actually really good.
Like that's what it is at this point.
They are personalities at this point, yeah. At some point, we're going to recognize crews and go, oh, this crew calls that many kind of penalties.
Yes, we have a crew today that lets some things go, lets the boys play. Like,
and
you're gonna,
Chris
you're
Brown
know.
Pointed it out in pregame of, yeah, these guys average 24 calls a game. That's bad. Horrible. Stupid. And there's nothing we can do about it.
So why are you talking about it?
Because it angers me. Because let's be real about something. We take in football because we want to be entertained. We want to enjoy it. It's an escapism. But when you take that escapism and you shove it in the mud and you just put your foot down and like you're just eating mud because of these flags. We don't pay to see the referees. We don't. Nobody does.
Right. That's like putting the pit in front of the play on stage. I'm not here to see the band play all the music. I'm here to see the play. Like, that's essentially what's happening.
Yes. If I'm going to a concert, I'm not there to see the security guards.
Right. I don't want to see the bouncer on the stage in front of everybody. Like,
I said something that hit home to TJ there. The music aficionado.
Oh, it wasn't you, but that's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like the music aficionado of our trio here.
Let's not throw the pit band is already underneath everything. You know, there's no need to throw them underneath another bus.
But the main point again being that they have to stop being a story, and the Bills do have to clean something up too. You can go ahead and call that sort of thing out, but I am sick of the color yellow. Really getting disturbed by it. Enough's enough. Like, how conflicted would I be if I was a Packers fan? Because they have yellow actively in their uniforms.
Yes. And or like the yellow mouthpieces that bounce around. And I think they're flags.
But like, it's just, yeah, that's the thing. There's so many flags that you get worried about it if you see a yellow mouthpiece.
Right. Well, did you see, were
like
you watching?
Referees, clean it up.
Monday Night Football earlier this week with the Ravens game. Great game, down to the end. The whole thing, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, oh, we saw this story last week because there were an abundant amount of flags again. And they're like, we saw this story last week with the Bills-Jets game.
Yeah.
So it's just continuous flags.
Continuous flags no matter where you are, it seems.
Yes.
And
if the broadcast crew and Tom Brady even said something today, I never realized how much I hated flags until I was in the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Like, that's they're even acknowledging all of it.
And Tom Brady, who was the benefactor of a lot of flags.
He was, especially in the later years.
Is there openly saying that, and it's like, The worst part is nothing can happen from it. We can call it out. We can laugh at it. I just want my escapism to be enjoyable. That's why I'm here. That's why I work this dang job, is because I have fun talking about it or I try to have fun talking about it.
As much fun as you can.
As much fun as you can. And two of the last three games have been ruined by the color yellow because of a handkerchief.
Yeah, in a zebra
Not
stampede.
The Chiefs, a handkerchief. If I want a Chief to ruin my season, let it be Kansas City. Because at least I can talk about that in a better way.
And they do have yellow in their uniform.
Because at least that's entertaining, and the Bills keep up with them. It just, I hate that this is my opening diatribe because of the fact that
no, it's the most memorable
Bills
part of the game.
Won by 21 against a team that is up and down.
Could be frisky.
But you at least told them, no, not today. You're not doing your fun little roller coaster ride with us today.
No, and you started quick, too. You didn't
they
start
started
slow.
So quick.
Yeah. The first, that game was lightning quick in general.
And yet there were as many penalties as first downs.
Yes.
Like
somehow.
Like, clean it up. I want to talk more about the Bills themselves, but I have to get that out of the way because it's so frustrating, it's so annoying, and the league, the fans deserve better than that for the product on the field. Any one of you listening deserves better than seeing 24 accepted penalties between these two teams. Two games after, there were 22. And there were bad calls for both teams. Geno Smith got flagged for barely hitting Dwan Smoot in the helmet with a football.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Awful call. And it benefits the Bills. That doesn't mean that it's not trash.
There was one in the beginning that was bad, and I forget what it even was.
Because there were so many.
Yes, but you and I both looked at each other and said, you know what, this is like soft. Like, yes, it goes in the Bills' direction, but this is ridiculous. Like, come on. I forget what it was. It was in the first quarter.
Yeah.
There were just, again, like you said, as many flags as first down, so you lose track of what actually happened.
It's just, football fans deserve better than that. Or maybe we don't. I don't know. Maybe this is our hell. Yellow handkerchiefs flying from the sky.
Could be. I'm just going to be that, I guess, next year for any Halloween thing I go to with a whistle. Just be a yellow flag. Yell at people.
It deserves better than for me to even be talking about this to start the show. But it was burning in my head and I needed to get it the hell out of there so that now I could talk about the finer things in life. Like how the Buffalo Bills got off to such a hot start in this game, something they have not done for most of this season.
Yeah, it's been a season of slow starts.
Season of slow starts within your games. But this time, you did everything that you needed to start the game. First quarter was flawless.
The defense came out hot.
The first drive, long touchdown drive, after forcing a three and out.
And a dominant three and out. Greg Russo was phasing all over the field. Yeah,
two batted passes in three plays for Greg Russo. And the next thing you know, okay, Bills get the ball after three plays. Sweet. What do they do in response? 14 plays, 90 yards. And take 9 minutes off of the clock.
Yeah, they ate that first quarter.
They
for breakfast.
Ate the first quarter. We're all looking at each other like, this game's going to be over fast.
It's been a half hour.
And then the ref said, hold on a damn minute.
Yeah.
But they did everything that they needed to do in that, at least for those first two drives. They did have a little bit of a swoon after that, but they still remained in control. It did take a very high snap from the Seahawks center to absolutely ruin what was going to be a touchdown drive. Instead, Seattle only gets three. And then that same center gets beat so badly on a fourth and goal that his foot gets kicked back and it steps on Geno Smith.
Yeah, and then he trips and gets quote-unquote sacked as Greg Russo taps him on the ground.
After Josh Allen's first interception of the year.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, okay, Seattle's going to end up taking the lead here. You got to respond. No, because two horrible plays by the center for Seattle, and it's done.
Also could have put money that interception was coming because the whole 5 minutes before was showing the stats from last year's picks to this year's picks, everything like that, and how Allen didn't have
But then
have
the
one.
Bills go on another 90-plus yard drive,
mm-hmm.
12 plays, take the last 4 minutes off the 4.5 minutes off the clock, essentially, and give Seattle 18 seconds to work with one timeout.
Yeah, they were in control.
They were in control. after that moment. That game was over. And then the Bills get a double dip. It's not the double touchdown dip, but it's still a good dip of 10 points on the double. Then Austin Johnson picks off Geno Smith on that failed screen pass, which there was two great miracles there. One, a flag wasn't thrown. And two, the Bills stopped a screen with an interception.
They did.
So, like, that's monumental stuff right there. Like, it's almost like death taxes in the Bills bleeding yards on a screen pass. But in that moment, Austin Johnson comes up with it after a nice deflection by Casey Tuhill.
The big boys made a play.
The big boys made the plays. And they continued to make the plays. They were all dialed in, especially in the ground game. Yes, the weird snap also played a major factor in this. But Seattle averaged 1.9 yards per carry today. Yeah. 1.9.
And Walker is not a running back to snuff at in any way. He normally can take over a game for Seattle.
And his longest carry was 5 yards.
Yeah, they shut him down. And even Charbonnet is no one to scoff at either. He's been all right.
Charbonnet did have a touchdown late, but
it's again, garbage time.
But again, 3 carries for 4 yards.
Yeah.
And that touchdown was 3 yards.
Yeah.
That means he had 2 other carries that got him a yard. We're done here. The Bills had a complete game, though.
They did.
James Cook, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Mwah. Yeah, chef's kiss. Cook
chef's
found
kiss.
The kitchen, as Chris Brown
Khalil
would say.
Shakir, 9 catches, 107 yards. Dominant. Keon Coleman, 50-50 ball. You know who's not catching that? Xavier Worthy.
Right. Yeah, we bring it back to Worthy Wars here.
I'm petty. I'll do it. But a lot more efficient from him today. 7 targets, 5 receptions. You like to see that. And he also had another big play in this game, flipping the field on that first drive. And then they try the fade with him the first play. Doesn't work. They go back to him on 3rd down. Mossed it. 1 hand over the cornerback, draping him, and it's a touchdown.
Right. Cornerback was talking some smack to him on the play before as well.
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes you just got to get that justice.
Yes.
And that's how you do it. So Keon Coleman, fantastic. Shakir, fantastic. They got the tight ends, both of them involved. Knox had 50 yards. Kincaid had 36 and a touch.
Yeah, Knox had a couple pretty good long catches.
Yes.
So over the middle.
Like, everything about this game was fantastic.
Everybody ate.
Except for those dang flags.
Yeah.
Everybody when it comes ate. To the Bills, everything was there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going. Everything's clicking.
I think that's the first collective time everything clicked at the same time this season, I would say. I mean, other than, no, that's actually
the,
completely
they
false.
They had the...
Jacksonville, Miami, those games, everything kind of clicked for them,
yes,
too.
Yes, probably so. Those were also, since those games, though, Joe.
Yeah, but it's also...
This is a better team than
before,
those teams.
Before the 2 games there, like that, it was just... But what were those 2 games? The results. Blowout wins.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're clicking, they destroy teams.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, they got flagged a lot.
Yeah. Right.
So not everything was clicking. But it's still a great win, top to bottom, one of the best things that you can get. And how'd Josh Allen do today? He was dialed in. He threw his first interception. But ho-hum, 283.
24 for 34?
2 touches.
Yeah.
He had the first interception of his season, which, to be the last starting quarterback to throw an interception, take it.
And
take it.
Yeah, I mean, being the narrative last year of his interception problem, and he's the last one to do it, take that anyway.
Now, by the way, now that he finally threw one, no one's going to talk about the narrative of Josh Allen with interceptions, because he finally did it.
Right.
Unless he starts throwing them in bunches, which, no thank you. Please don't.
Knocked on wood there.
Yep. Please don't. But now that that's over, we don't have to hear about that narrative.
Right.
Josh Allen, most turnovers since he comes into the league. But he doesn't have any right now. Well, now we don't have to talk about that anymore. It's done. It's done. But Josh Allen was Josh Allen in this game. Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. Tomorrow on WGR, by the way, it is a Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Starting bright and early, 6 a.m., Jeremy and Joe are going to break this game down for you in the morning. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, where he loves taking your calls, your reactions when it comes to a Buffalo Football Monday. One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon, then Chopin Bulldog at 3 p.m. Former Bills center Eric Wood joins Mike and Chris at 4. It's a Buffalo Bills football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. But then the Sabres are also going to shove their pretty little faces into there.
They're going to stick their noses into that.
They're going to stick their noses into football Monday.
Yes. It'll be a good football Monday, though. It's a good, all like you said, complete game to recap.
Complete game to recap. We'll have 12 hours of coverage for you, and then we'll kick it over to Sabres after 12 hours of football coverage.
Who are on a hot streak right now. So
there we go. You got half of a day, literally, of us talking Bills football Monday with you, and then Sabres will start some pregame at 6-ish. So,
yes.
Not a bad trade, I think. Joe, it's been a fantastic bit of start to finish here with the Bills in this game. And one of the big guys that we got it taken care of in this game was the man who stopped the screen, Austin Johnson, coming away with an interception. We're going to go to live to the locker room and hear from Austin Johnson. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Okay, tell me about the interception.
Somebody just had a play, and I just so happened to be there. Casey tipped it. And it really just.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's fell into my hand, so it was just a
We learned you had never had an interception, even going back to Pee Wee, right?
No, I mean, I started playing football in eighth grade, but no, I never had an interception. Never. So it was good to get that.
When the ball's in your hands, then what are you thinking?
If there's nobody there, I'm running it. If I'm in that traffic, I'm not trying to have somebody punch it out. So I was just trying to, at the time, just get the ball to the offense and let them keep on doing their thing.
After everything people have said about in the rankings, the numbers, the rush defense, you guys held them to 32 yards and less than 2 yards a carry.
Right.
How big of a game and statement is that for this defense?
That's huge. I think we definitely need to get back on track in that aspect. And we came out here and did it today. We had a good game plan and we executed it.
Thanks, Austin. Yeah.
That was Austin Johnson from the locker room there. And again, that's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Love to see the big boys get some love.
Big boys getting them picks.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It's always fun.
I think, big picks. I forget what team it was this year, but a big boy got a pick and ran it back for a good chunk of yardage. I forget what team it was, but no, you always
it was
love
the
to
Saints.
See that. It's always interesting.
The Saints, TJ?
I think I believe it was the Saints. And they were playing the Chiefs, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I can't remember who the guy
was. Yes, that's right.
He moved. He was moving.
Big boy was moving.
Oh yeah.
He had himself.
The Chiefs are lucky they had some guys back.
Yes, because that was he was deceptively fast.
Yes.
That was a fantastic one. Great job, TJ. A way to find that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. By the way, tomorrow, because the Sabres will be on here, tomorrow at 7:30 on the Bet 1520, our sister station. Westwood One will present the Giants and the Steelers. Okay, good call on the Sabres being there. Monday Night Football is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, and by Armor Heat. Do it right the first time. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we will continue on here talking about the Bills and the Seahawks, 31-10, moving to 6-2, the Bills, now with a hilarious 3.5 to 4-game lead, depending on who you're talking about, in the AFC least.
Yes.
That's right. So we'll bring in more of this deep dive, and hey, 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to get in on this one. This is the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Welcome back to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Bills 31-10 over the Seahawks in this game as Buffalo improves to 6-2 now on the season. And they're still in the midst of a stretch of very winnable games that they should be picking up these wins all throughout before they have to go and take on Kansas City.
Yes, the road to Kansas City. We're walking that right now. And, you know, like you said, these are winnable games ahead of that game. So you gotta take them while you can get them in the NFL. And the Dolphins are...
It's still a division game,
still
so you
division
can't write
game.
It off.
You can't write it off, but also, I mean, you've handled them very well. And even with a fully healthy Dolphins team throughout your history with the Josh Allen and Tua games. So Tua's back, right? He was back today. Mm-hmm. And he'll be back.
And they lost to Arizona.
They did.
Arizona's a scrappy team. Bills fans know very well from the season opener that was a tighter contest than a lot of people probably expected. Kyler Murray is still balling out really well. And now Arizona, by the way, in the NFL standings, they're sitting there in first place.
They are.
If San Fran wins, there's three teams at 4-4, though. And
yes.
That's wild. The only team that would not is the LA Rams. They are at 3-4. They've already had their bye week.
Right. Kyler Murray's actually beating the Call of Duty allegations as well.
Yes.
So
good for him.
That released the other day, and he's actually he won a game today.
Genuinely good for him.
Yes. Scores 10-3 Dallas, by the way. They kicked a field goal.
Yes. And the ball fell off the tee. But the weirdest thing about this season, like, it's supposed to be a down year for the Bills on their roster. And it's supposed to be, like, I wouldn't say a rebuilding, but like a retooling year of sorts.
Yeah, retool.
But yet here we are, same old Bills in the regular season, 6-2. But the weird thing isn't what the Bills are doing. It's what the rest of the division has done.
Yeah.
Part of this is the national media's fault. The New York Jets should not have been considered title contenders when they have not been able to even make the playoffs in 14 years. So calm it down.
Yeah, that was bad all offseason.
All offseason, we kept hearing about it. And here they are sitting at 2-6, now last place in their division, by the way.
As they fell to the New England Patriots of all
teams. And losers of 5 straight. They're in full-blown collapse mode.
That's bad.
Their last win, by the way, against the New England Patriots.
Yes. And Devontae Adams was supposed to save the team. Remember that?
Yes. So,
not quite.
That's the thing. Don't shove Aaron Rodgers down my face when the Jets need to prove something, and they did not. Once again, the Miami Dolphins are sitting there in second place again. Familiar thing, but not quite the usual familiar sight. The Dolphins are sitting at second place in the division, but it's at 2-5. Yes, Tua being out with the concussion absolutely hindered their season. And you never want it to be that way. Like, you want to beat a team at full strength, and the Bills and Dolphins, when it comes to it, the Bills typically do that anyway. They beat Miami at full strength.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, all good vibes about that game in week 2, that air got taken out of you when you saw the concussion. And I was here doing an overtime show for that game.
Yep.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, I remember when we watched it out in the newsroom.
And I'm having a ball, talking all the smack in the world, having a good time. Everyone's having a good time.
We were ecstatic.
And then that injury happened, and, like, all the fun is gone.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a true, like, The win did not taste good after that. The injury.
It didn't, and it's not because
Oh, they would have had a chance if the injury didn't happen. The game was already in hand. But you just don't want to see that happen.
You just don't want... Exactly.
Especially to someone who has a history of terrible concussions just piling on.
Precisely. So, and you get genuinely scared for the person at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it did take a lot of wind out of the sails when it came to enjoying that win in week two. Now here they come into Buffalo, where it's already been one-sided in this rivalry for a while. The rare Miami win every now and then has been in Miami.
Right. They don't come into Buffalo and...
They have not, for a while now, come into Buffalo and left victorious. If the Dolphins want to save their season in any sort of way, well, I guess now's the time. However, you're going to have to do it against a team that is unbeaten at home, unbeaten again in the division.
And kind of hot right now.
And once again, leading the conference in point differential. They take a bad team and they tell you you're a bad team and they really show you that you are a bad team.
Mm-hmm. They don't sugarcoat it.
That's where that point differential comes from. And yes, they finally got their teeth kicked in by an opponent for the first time since 2020 in this season. And yes, you have lost to two quality teams. But that doesn't mean that the Bills are not on that tier. Because here's the thing about future opponents. You don't play them in the past where you lost. If the two teams were to square off again, what is different? And I can't tell you what's different. Say Buffalo and Houston match up in the playoffs. I can't tell you what's different until we get there.
Right.
Because the first thing everyone would say is, oh, Amari Cooper's here. Well, this is unfortunately what happens in football. Players do get hurt. But what happens if the matchup shows up? Well, we'll worry about that then. But you can't automatically assume that a team is going to lose because they already did it before. And that's why I'm trying to that's why I'm trying to talk a little bit more cautiously about the Miami Dolphins, because division games are weird.
Yeah, I mean, you see it all the time.
You see it all the time. Every division game that you see.
Look at the Browns and Ravens today.
The Colts put a major scare into the Houston Texans.
Yes.
The Browns trip up the Ravens.
Right. And the Ravens looked unstoppable.
Yes. For a while, the Ravens were looking unstoppable. For 3.5 quarters, the Chiefs were having a hard time handling the Raiders. So division games can be weird. Do I think Buffalo has that chance? Yes, because on paper, they should be the better team. And I'm going to speak about that in that sense. I'm not going to automatically give the Bills a win just because of the fact that they beat Miami all the time in the past. But the Bills, when it comes down to it, have the better team, and they upgraded a piece. Miami has to play that team that upgraded a piece
that they couldn't beat last time.
That they could not beat last time.
And
but now the current version is better.
Yeah.
Is Miami better? I would like to hope so in some sort of way, because I want that game to be entertaining. Entertain me. That's why I watch this game.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why everyone watches football.
That's why. It's time to get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We go to Brian out on the phones. Brian, welcome to the Overtime Show.
Hey, guys. You hit a lot of the main points. I wanted to tip my cap to the coaches, man. Two practice squad call-ups, and I thought they both played really well. Healy Onku, to me, was a rock in the middle. He was noticeable to me. He did not get pushed around. He would shove the pocket backwards. So that was one. And then Virgil for as little as he was part of the offense today, I mean, him running side to side to me made Witherspoon, it chased him out of the box. So Witherspoon, he would run across, Witherspoon would go right with him, and then effectively it would take him out of the play. So that's another talented corner that you kept taking out of the play. So that was good use of motion. And I loved the late third quarter, they showed a graphic. The Bills had 111 rushing yards to the Seahawks 3. And I just thought, in a game like that, the way Cook was running, I mean, it felt good for that offensive line to just slam into the Seahawks, push them backwards, and then they just soaked time of possession all day. So that was a game where it was like you didn't need to pass all day. I know we get a lot of conversations on running is conservative, passing is aggressive, and we just draw the line there. But to me, when you were getting 5 yards of carry with Cook, the way he was slashing I thought it was smart to keep mixing him in. And then, of course, like you guys have talked about, the bevy of weapons, Allen distributing the ball. I thought he managed the pressure really well today. Sneaky good conversions by McDermott. That fourth and inches later in the game, that wasn't just a given that he was going to do that. That was inside of his own territory. He just takes that. We march back down the field. So overall, I thought it was a very grown-up, mature win. And I'd like to see a little bit of the pressure, too. McDermott dialed up a little pressure on Geno, which is good. We didn't just sit in a shell all day. Let him pick us apart. I mean, that blitz with Dorian on that pick play, that caused Geno to flush. And, you know, that you manufactured pressure there. And then we get, you know, next week, man, I'm excited. You get Vaughn back. The Dolphins have to see Teron Johnson for the first time. And then, you know, hopefully Bernard gets back. And, I mean, this defense, you're starting to hear whispers about Milano. So, to me, a lot to be excited and look forward to. Certainly not looking back to the Ravens game like the last postgame show. Thanks.
Brian, I appreciate that. And the one thing I will challenge on your call is – the Bills still also passed the ball really well. They were throwing around. 283 yards is nothing to snuff at. It's not a 300-yard game, but it's pretty dang close. And the only reason that you didn't get to 300 is because, well, the game was a blowout.
Yeah, you got taken out of the game with 8 minutes or 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. So
if this game still had some sort of question to it, Allen's probably throwing 300 yards, and you dominate on the ground with 164 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Like, you got the best of both worlds on the offense today.
Yeah. And overall,
only one sack, 164 yards total rushing, and that includes losing 3 yards on kneel downs for Trubisky.
Yeah, and their total yards are 445 combined, passing and rushing. They put a lot together.
They put it all together in this game. And that's the big point, is that you want to see complete wins when you're given the opportunity to do it. And that's what the Bills like to do, is they, when they have the chance to have that complete game, they put the foot down. They come out of halftime, they have adjusted, you're not going to beat them on that, and we're going to put the pedal to the metal and keep going. That is what is impressive about them.
All gas, no brakes.
All gas, no brake until it's time to finally lay off, when it's well in hand. Now the question is, and it's always going to be this question, all throughout the year I'm going to have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McDermott is a great regular season coach.
The hump?
Elite regular season coach. The Bills continuously string up wins after wins after wins in the regular season. The AFC East is theirs.
Yeah, they won out and went second in the division last year, in a year they might not have even made the playoffs. They won out.
And stole the division.
From Miami in the last game of the season. Phenomenal.
That's the usual Bills. The problem is when we get to January. That's when we're going to have to start calling in the questions. Is it fair? I don't know if it's entirely fair, because there's only one coaching staff that comes away with the ultimate prize.
Yeah, it's tough to win in the postseason, don't get me wrong.
It's tough to win in the postseason.
Only one out of 32 teams are happy.
Because you only get to face good teams. Well, wild card round aside.
Yeah, but you're not stomping on competition and making bad teams.
In the divisional round, in the championship round, you're facing good teams. Good teams sometimes lose games to other good teams. Because that's why they're good. That's the problem, is that it's a weird thing to criticize, but there are performance and decision-making issues with the Bills in those playoff games that allow that pressure and that heat to come back. We don't have to worry about that question for a little bit. We've got an entire regular season to get through. We got 9 more of these.
We do. That's right. I mean, we're about halfway there.
Yeah.
Next week will be halfway. We've hit the halfway point.
Well, so I do think that there is some criticism that can be given to Sean McDermott, but we have to wait a while to even start having that conversation as an actual conversation.
Right.
It's something just worth bringing up right now.
It's a lingering thought.
As a footnote
in
the regular season. The footnote is, this isn't where the Bills have their problems. It's later. That's it.
Can they get over the hump?
Can they get over the hump? And that's going to be the major question, once again, when we get there. That's a future problem for us to have. That's a future conversation for us to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to do that. Yeah, we'll put a pin in this, and we'll deal with it later.
Because truthfully,
right now, they're going to do the same thing that they do in the regular season, which is
win.
Put together wins.
They're going to string them together and listen, look at the division.
Especially in that five-game stretch right now where you should be putting them together.
Yes.
They're doing it.
Right. And the thing is, up until your bye week, you come out and have San Francisco, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. You win and your the division, Bills off the bye week are typically good.
Yeah, they play some of their best football off the bye week. And you're as long as you win your division, you're going to the playoffs. And the AFC, least, as you said it this year, looks like that could happen. I'm not going to guarantee anything, of course, because it is the NFL. But
at the same time, having a 3.5-game lead on second place and a 4-game lead on the other two, including the one that was the most overrated.
And direct tiebreakers over them.
And direct tiebreakers over those two, over the two of them right now.
Over the two of them. And you might sweep both of them.
And if you get out of the next week with a 3-0 division record and you face the Patriots twice to end the year and the Jets in between that.
Right.
Who will be playing out the string by the way that they're going right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yeah, they will.
Because here's the like everyone was saying, oh, the Jets have such a sorry schedule this year that's the big concern about them. They get in the next three games, Houston, Arizona, Indy. Do you think that they're a guarantee to win any of those games?
No. No. I mean, Indy, you never know what's going to happen with Anthony Richardson at quarterback. But Arizona, no. And Houston,
absolutely not.
No.
I don't trust the Jets to beat the Texans.
They couldn't even beat the Patriots.
And I don't even trust them to beat Kyler Murray.
No, Kyler Murray's a frisky quarterback. That team's
frisky.
And that
team is scrappy.
Yeah, they'll play you.
They're fascinating. Genuinely fascinating. I like them.
I mean, like you said, we saw it firsthand.
I'm a Cardinals fan. I'm a secondary Cardinals fan this year, I think.
Yeah?
Because they're fun and they're scrappy.
I like Kyler Murray's kind of getting his little chance in
he's
the limelight
now.
Here. He's comfortable in the system.
But
he
also,
looks good.
He looks like he's more comfortable after the injury that he was coming back from last year.
Right.
Like he played half the year, but he wasn't really like all the way there. Mm-hmm. Now he's all the way back.
You could tell. There's a clear difference.
Night and day. All right. So we come back. We'll get a little bit more into the discussion about the Bills and what the schedule looks like from here after Miami next week. On the Northtown Automotive. Excuse me. That was the wrong thing. I am so sorry. On the Transitown Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. You're listening to WGR. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Overtime Show, Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. And tomorrow on WGR, it's a Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down for you in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 till noon. One Bills Live follows that up with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. And then Chopin Bulldog will wrap things up on a Football Monday for you at 3 o'clock. And featuring former Bills center Eric Wood at 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Buffalo Bills football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. And then, thanks to the Sabres game taking on the Panthers tomorrow at 7:30 on our sister station, the Bet 1520, Westwood One presents the Steelers and the Giants. That's going to be entertaining quality football.
Wah, wah.
Monday Night Football is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, and by Armor Heat. Do it right the first time. Okay, so we will go back to the locker room and hear from Eli Anku. And that's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs.
Eli Anku, 32 yards rushing, less than 2 yards of carry. What's that say about this defense, especially when times have gone the other way this year for you guys?
Yeah, just just a group full of hard-nosed football players. You know, that's really what it boils down to, is guys who are able to take the coaching points, make adjustments, and they definitely tried it, tested the boundaries here and there. But I think the whole defense came together, especially in the communication aspect. Everybody knew exactly where to be, and that's what it really boiled down to.
What was your vantage point for Austin's interception? I don't know if you were on the field
or not. Man, I was not on the field, but all I see is that ball getting batted. I'm like, oh, nice, a batted ball. And I just see Austin flying in, boom, from the side, and making that catch. Who caught that ball? See 98. I'm like, oh, let's go. I had to run in there and say what's up to him, man. Good job and all that stuff. So, yeah, he really killed it on that one.
And then as a defensive lineman, when you see Keon Coleman drive his man to the bench, what does that do for a bench and seeing you guys, seeing a rookie wide receiver do that?
Man, it's I think that was like a big point for us, is the physicality aspect of something we've really been wanting to address and push, is just getting everybody to just buy into the physicality aspect. So me seeing Keon do that, man, he's got some dog in him for sure. So, yeah.
That was Eli Anku from the locker room. Again, brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs. All right, Joe, the Bills sitting here at 6-2, collecting wins the way that they need to against teams that they should beat. And they're doing it in fun, entertaining ways against these teams.
Despite the Zebras.
And it makes you feel like, okay, it's just going to be business as usual for this team until we get to January.
Yeah, they'll throw the briefcases together and get it, just on the plane, in and out. Like you said, business.
The question is going to be, where are they seated? Mm. And ultimately, will that matter?
It will be a good question. They already have the head-to-head against Houston and Baltimore not in your favor.
Not in your favor.
If that comes down to it.
But that said, Houston is going to run away with their division in the AFC South.
Yes.
Let's be real about that. However, if the Pittsburgh Steelers win tomorrow night against the New York Giants, very plausible. It's Pittsburgh, not Baltimore, sitting at that spot.
That's
insane.
That means
that the Bills will have the three. And Baltimore is a wild card team.
That's insane. It's going to end up that way.
Ready?
But
say Buffalo's the three. Baltimore's likely the five.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore-Pittsburgh. Whoever that is going to be the five. Because do you think the Denver Broncos are going to stick around as a top-tier wild card team?
No.
Let me give you the wild card picture, by the way.
Okay.
So it's either one of the Steelers and Ravens. And then the Broncos are at 5-3. The Chargers are at 4-3. The Colts are at 4-4. Cincinnati's not dead in the water here, thanks to the 7 seed being a thing. They're at 3-5.
Hmm.
very unspectacular group.
Yeah.
Right? So seeding is probably going to matter here. If you drop to the four, you're dealing with Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Pittsburgh's a nightmare because of TJ Watt alone.
Right. I mean, you've had no problems handling them.
They also have
Russell Wilson. Like, they have a better team.
They have a better group. Yeah. But also, TJ Watt alone scares me.
Yeah. Did he not play last year?
I don't think he did.
Yeah. I think he was injured.
He was definitely out. I don't remember what he was injured with, but he was out.
He was not playing. Okay. So that's why the Bills are able to handle their business, because TJ Watt will single-handedly keep you in games.
There was no defensive scare whatsoever from the Steelers.
No.
Yeah.
So, I don't like being the four seed, because that's how you lose in the wild card round. And after that, well, you're facing a good team. If you're the four seed and say you take care of business against a tough wild card opponent, guess what you get? One seed. Who's the one seed right now? The team that has yet to lose a stinking football game.
Yeah, the Chiefs. But they haven't looked as great as they have in years past.
I'm not going to hear it. Chiefs in the divisional round is their kryptonite right now.
Yep.
I'm not going to hear it. It's not like I wouldn't celebrate it if the Bills beat them in the regular season, because, again, that shows that the Bills are routinely the team that has the best record against Kansas City throughout their years of tormenting the entire league.
Mm-hmm. Casey's coming here this year, right?
They are.
Okay.
But I think here, there, it doesn't matter. In the regular season, the Bills handle their business against the Chiefs. It's just a matter of timing. That doesn't mean I would sacrifice a win here in the regular season just to see them win in the playoffs. No. Can we have both? Can we beat them both times? That'd be great. I'd like that. I'm greedy. And I'm over the break. We got to get to go. Second hour of the Overtime Show coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. This is the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service.
Yeah, they were all yellow.
Oh, you son of a...
Not happy with DJ TJ.
Come on, it's Coldplay. It was called
yellow. Oh, you son of a... I never thought I was ready to kick my chair back and it would like roll into the wall faster than that. TJ Luckman, our producer, well done on pushing the right buttons to push my buttons.
It's DJ
TJ.
Well, thanks, Nate.
Still the greatest drop of our time.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate, for that beautiful, always great drop here as we drop the ball on the opening of the second hour of the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, TJ Luckman.
I think I just dropped a yellow flag on you.
No, okay.
Joe, you got to take over.
I guess so.
Beat me up, I think. We've also discussed
I'm
off
glad,
break that
I'm
Derek's
glad we
least
don't...
favorite color is yellow. So.
Yes. Like,
just piling it on
the
here.
First highlighter I see, it's on site.
Don't have any of those.
I see one right there.
Oh, yeah, you're
I
right.
See one
there's
two.
Anyway.
There's two.
Back to the matter at
it's
hand.
It's on site. So
there's one right in front of you. You want me to move
guys.
It?
Guys.
The Bills winning 31-10 over the Seattle Seahawks as... They're pushing my buttons about me being pissed about the officials, which is perfectly fair. I set myself up for it because I spent 15 minutes of the first hour talking about it.
It's a valid thing to be upset about, though.
You also told me to find songs.
I am
you
my
said
own
more
worst
flags,
enemy.
But
yeah.
I was like, no, I all the flag songs I found were red flag songs. So I'm like, this is yellow.
Yeah. No, I did do that. I am my own worst enemy.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah, there you go. But because I did that, once again, I have to curse past Derek. That guy sucks.
Circling back to yourself.
Past Derek is the worst thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is the worst. But you know what's not the worst?
The Bills victory?
Buffalo Bills Football Monday on a victory Monday. Because tomorrow on WGR, it is a Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down for you in the morning, getting things going for you bright and early at 6 a.m. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio taking your calls as well from 10 to noon. One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker following it up. And then Shopin' the Bulldog at 3 o'clock Former Bills center Eric Wood joins Mike and Chris at 4 on a Buffalo Bills football Monday. All day tomorrow for 12 hours of football goodness on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. And then, of course, as the programming note, Monday Night Football will be on our sister station, the Bet 1520.
Mm-hmm.
Westwood One presenting the Giants and the Steelers. Monday Night Football is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. And by Irmer Heat, do it right the first time. I am genuinely curious if there's going to be more points in the Sabres-Panthers hockey game than there will be in the Giants at the Steelers.
Yeah, that's honestly a good point. I feel like might have to keep track on that one. I think it's going to be Sabres outscore.
Sabres alone are going to do it?
I think Sabres outscore at least one of those teams, yeah.
I say Tage Thompson is going to outscore the entirety of the New York Giants.
Well, you know what? I would probably accept
they're dealing with TJ Watt. The Giants might score zero.
Yeah, Danny Dimes isn't throwing dimes either.
He's not good.
No. No.
No.
Very far from it.
No, he's not good. But you know who is good? Josh Allen.
Very good.
Josh Allen today. He did throw his first interception. All good things must come to an end.
Yeah, it's bound to happen. There's not an interceptionless season.
But 283 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns. Had himself 7 carries for 25 yards. I didn't love a lot of the forced QB draws in the red zone.
No, he also took some hits, too. Got piled onto on some of those. And I was like, But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Well, you're going to keep your eye on the quarterback. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. I have made most of them happy here getting all these reads out of the way. So we have a whole bunch of time that we could talk now about what does it look like coming up for the Bills and the schedule going forward? Well, it's Miami next week. 1 o'clock kickoff at home in front of the Bills fan base that it just, I love that we're going to be able to enjoy this as the Bills are comfortable sitting here at 6-2. So even if they lose to the Dolphins, it's a 3-game lead. In the East,
yeah.
Still, you split the season series. You still have the better division record, which is the primary tiebreaker in that sort of instance. And, well, you've shown that you can win against no matter who the opponent is. Yeah, they've lost to the 2 good teams this year that they faced so far. That doesn't mean they're going to lose to every one of them. Good teams beat good teams. That's what happens. That's why they're good.
And they kill bad teams.
They kill bad teams. I don't think the Colts are a good team. The Rams are a bad team. The Patriots are a bad team. You get them twice. The Jets are a bad team.
You see them one more time. I wonder what they'll be by that point in the season.
But that's 6 games that the Bills should steamroll, and that puts Buffalo in 12-win territory.
Yeah, very much so.
And then the Chiefs, Niners, and Lions are your other games that you're going to have a spirited bout. You should have a spirited bout.
Could go either way.
It could go either way. That's what happens when good teams face each other. Mm-hmm. Someone's got to lose.
I mean, the Lions look really frisky.
The Lions are impressive.
They killed Tennessee today.
They are impressive. The Lions are impressive. They're dangerous, and I don't love having to face them all of a sudden.
No.
Like a couple of years ago when it was like, hey, you get, the Bills are going to face the Lions on Thanksgiving.
They're interesting.
All right, cool. They're interesting, but they're not dangerous. Now they're dangerous.
Yeah, right. And you were playing like the Thanksgiving team on Thanksgiving. Like it was a good moment.
It was a good moment.
Now it's like, okay, they can really cause some problems here.
A couple years later, oh, they've turned into a buzzsaw? Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't like stepping into buzzsaws. It's bad for my health.
They're very gritty, and they like to win.
But they're also talented. That's the other thing.
Yes.
Like all this hooting and hollering that Dan Campbell posits about.
Bite your kneecaps.
Biting kneecaps. There's one thing that the Lions still have that not enough people pay attention to. That's talent. They are so good at almost everything they do.
Yeah, they have 2 dynamic running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs. I mean, they're going to be a problem.
And then they have dynamic wide receivers in Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams.
Sam LaPorta as well as your
LaPorta
tight end.
Sam LaPorta at tight end, mm-hmm. Which the Bills don't have the greatest time covering tight ends.
No, they do not.
So that's going to be probably, I think that's your toughest game. San Fran's going through a litany of injuries. They're currently down 10-6 against Dallas, and now they're winning.
Yes. They
Quite
just
literally
scored.
As I said that.
They just scored. But it's the backup running back because the backup to Christian McCaffrey got injured as well. He's questionable.
The Niners are going through it right now.
They are. And it's tough, you know, to sit here and say that, I bet, for you, being the one who said that was going to happen in the beginning of the season. That they, you know, this is the year, the San Francisco injury year where things are going to happen.
It's the dirtiest I've ever felt about being correct on a prediction.
Yeah, and you couldn't be more correct about their current situation.
And I hate it.
And you play them out of the bye week.
But, like, this happens to San Fran every 3 years or so. Like, they just have, like, the worst injury luck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's routine with them. I don't know why I predicted that to happen on Sports Talk Saturday to start our season, but like
McCaffrey ends up with double tendonitis in his Achilles. Like, how does that happen?
What? And like, your first round pick got shot.
Yes.
Like, that's even
and he's
where
playing.
But that's even where the injury luck has gone with them.
Yes.
Like, it's terrible. So I think you're not gonna face the 49ers at full strength. That's already not happening. Brandon Ayuk's out for the year.
Yes.
There's already so much going on with them that it's like, if they can win the NFC West, that is a testament to Brock Purdy.
He's already keeping them in games.
He's keeping you in games, and he's keeping you afloat. If he's able to do it, that's huge for them. I don't know if they have the strength with their roster being banged up to do it if Arizona continues to play the way that they do. Or if Seattle finally gets their act together.
Yeah, because they're kind of... they're in games and out of games. Like
they
today.
Are not, like, they are the weirdest team that there is.
Yes.
They are absolutely one of the strangest teams. They're not a good team, but they are not a bad team like we saw displayed of them today.
No, it's just the Bills are a better team and took advantage of them in every single possible way
and
they could.
And the key was, I got mad at the officials, however, the Seahawks probably took the worst penalty of that game. The Bills already we're going to be penalized for illegal motion. No matter what happens on the play, it's not going to matter. It's coming back. Or you get a turnover. And their guy hits Josh Allen after a pass and overrules the illegal shift.
Yeah, I'm the first one to say when Allen's acting, I don't think he was ready for that hit to the side of his head.
He took a good hit on that.
Yeah.
And that is why Jaron Reed, a veteran D tackle for that team, gets right in that player's grill and starts screaming at him.
Yeah, he was going at him.
He was hot because the Bills are a team that takes 3 points, you make that mistake, and turn it into 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, they chewed him up there.
Like, that was the game. Why? Because, one, Seattle doesn't even get to 14 points.
No.
So that's the winner. And, two, that's how you take advantage of a situation and make a team pay for a mistake. How many times, like, in the Bills' drought did that happen? Or even, like, when the Bills were up-and-comers, where it was, oh, you got to make them pay for that. And then that team does. Like, Kansas City in the playoffs, you got to make them pay for that mistake. And then they do. The Bills are that caliber of team.
Yeah.
You take the mistake, and you tell them, you screwed up. You done messed up, Aaron. And then there it is. We're done. Game's over. And now all you got to do is start salting it away.
And they did. They ran it right down. That was it.
So that was a big moment in that game, and it was a monumental shift.
We had some trickery on this kickoff return, by the way, a little flip.
Ooh.
Little shuttle
pass.
Dallas
trying to pull out the stops here, huh?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so let's go back to the schedule, though. So you got Miami, you got Indianapolis, you got Kansas City, and then you got the bye week. Coming out of this, you want 2-1 at worst.
Yeah,
you hope for 3-0.
You hope for 3-0, of course. I mean, there's no Bills fan that would hope for anything other than that. But realistically, you need to kind of accept.
You get 1-2, you start head scratching. You get 0-3, you throw your hands in the air because all of a sudden Buffalo's 6-5.
Yeah, right where they were at this point last season.
And I don't want the midseason swoon. Thank you very much. We did that last year. It was not fun.
No, when they were 500 at two different points.
Everyone was pissed. Nobody was keeping their cool.
No.
It was a miserable time.
That was fire everybody. That's
it was
that
fire
was.
Everybody.
Yeah, that was not good.
It wasn't everybody, not the quarterback. We wouldn't do that.
No, but fire any coaching staff affiliated
fire
with this team.
Fire any coach affiliated with this team.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then the Bills said, okay, Ken Dorsey first.
Then they sent him to Cleveland.
Then they sent him to the moon.
Yeah.
But even Ken Dorsey, with a quarterback that isn't Deshaun Watson, gets himself a nice offensive performance from Jameis Winston today.
I mean, Jameis Winston is one to pull an offensive performance like that, though, in the first game in as a backup, you know?
Yeah, but so here's your fun stat for you with Cleveland, by the way, as we once again get derailed. Deshaun Watson, in his 19 starts with the Cleveland Browns, had not thrown for 300 yards.
Okay.
Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston, in 6 of the 7 starts that they had, have done it.
Yeah.
There's only one game that it hasn't happened, and that was Flacco last year. But again, it just goes to show Deshaun Watson was the worst quarterback with the worst contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was for, like, on a value sense, like the worst contract. No, he was the worst quarterback in football.
Yeah.
And he had the biggest, most guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract. All right. Anyway, back to the schedule. Mm-hmm. Bills. Dolphins, Colts, Chiefs. Like I said, you want 2-1 at worst. Because you expect 2-1 at worst with this team.
Right.
You think Miami on paper. You think Indianapolis on paper. And then
Kansas City can, whatever, go either way.
Kansas City, it's either way.
Because it's a good team.
It's a coin flip. It's a tough game.
Don't say a coin flip in the same sentence as Kansas City. Come on.
First of all, the Bills have to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
I will always say that. The new overtime rule is because of the fact that the Bills could not
play defense. Yeah. And we saw the man behind that on TV today.
In that last 2 minutes, play defense. Also, because the very next week, Chiefs won the coin toss, Mahomes throws a pick. If the Bills force an interception in that playoff game,
yeah,
like it's okay to talk about 13 seconds after the fact. It's not something that has to be traumatizing. But like after the, like make a stop. That's what you have to do. Football's a team game with three units, offense, defense, special teams.
All three phases need to be clicking.
All three phases, you need to do something. And one side was carrying the others on its shoulders.
And flying with the others on its back. It was crazy.
But the thing was is that it was also a beautiful game that it's unfortunate that someone has to lose.
Mm-hmm. It was the most perfect.
Like, even if the Bills won, it's a crying shame that someone has to lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd be happy about it, but a neutral fan goes, that stings for the losing team because that was a great game. It was an instant classic. Even last year's game was a classic. It was the best playoff game of the AFC.
It was. If only it could be the AFC championship.
In the divisional round.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it's okay to talk about this with the Chiefs. And it should be okay to talk about it objectively now. We don't need to get mad about 13 seconds in the moment. After Allen's career is when we can be the most upset about 13 seconds.
Seeing how many...
Seeing if it really did cost them their best shot.
Yeah.
But also, that's only to get to the AFC Championship game. It's not a guarantee you make the Super Bowl. Oh, and you have to win that too.
Yeah, you got to play the Rams.
As the Bengals would attest.
Yeah, the Rams played hot.
Because
they didn't
win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Rams were a good team that year.
You lost to the team that lost to the team that lost in the Super Bowl. That's what happened in 13 seconds.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
you
right.
Lost to the team that lost to the team, lost the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It should be okay to talk about it.
Yeah.
In that sense. Is it the best that they probably were? Yes. Is it the most dialed in that Josh Allen had ever been in a postseason? You better bet.
Yeah, the perfect game the week before.
Were they also only two games?
Yes.
Unfortunately. After the Chiefs, though. 49ers out of the bye week. Rams, Lions. Three NFC opponents.
One of them being the most frisky.
One of which is just straight up dangerous.
Yeah, that one.
I would be okay with 1-2 here.
Okay.
Like, if you lose to the Niners, handle the Rams. That's basically all I'm asking for.
Yeah. You should handle the Rams.
Handle the Rams.
Yes.
But also, if you go 1-2 and somehow lose to the Rams, that means you beat either San Fran or Detroit. Which is okay to trade off.
Yeah, take it.
I'll honestly take 1-2 because NFC losses do not weigh as heavily. And again, good teams lose to good teams sometimes. It would not help the Bills' narrative going into the postseason. You can't beat good teams. So I would say you want 2-1, but I think I'd be okay with 1-2 in that stretch.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Because again, you can't predict everything's going to go well for you.
No, in any given Sunday. Like, that's
however,
just what it is.
I can predict the final three games. You better go 3-0.
Win. Patriots, Jets,
or
Patriots.
Or it's 2-1 and you're coasting in the last week.
Yeah, you're like, whatever.
We're locked into the 3 or the 4. whatever.
Do you sit starters that week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them. Probably Allen.
Yeah, you don't want to risk.
Probably Allen. Probably Cook.
Yeah.
Because he's been very impactful.
Let Ray Davis and Ty Johnson.
Well, especially because you have Ray Davis and Ty Johnson.
Yeah.
Right. That's why. You have the depth.
Yeah, you should be 3-0. Maybe 2-1 because you sit the starters.
Like, that's exactly it. Like, mm-hmm. you have ranges, I think. These next three games, you're looking at 2-1 or 3-0. That's what you want. The middle three games, I'm looking at 2-1 or 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
The last three games, 3-0 expected, 2-1 I'll settle for.
Right.
So that's the interesting part about this. And it's going to be a matter of what do Houston, Baltimore do as well to see where you are in the seeding. Once again, Kansas City's going to get away with being the home team in the AFC Championship game if they make it because time is a flat circle. And this is why clocks are round.
Yes, exactly. I understand that now.
I got TJ there. Got you back.
Oh, I love that. I just can't believe what I heard at, what, like 7 o'clock? Just came full circle there.
Yep. And that was, by the way, this is the best way we're going to shoehorn in getting connected with our fans. And it's brought to you by, it's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. A deep cut. One of my followers,
Caboose, our fan?
Yeah, Matthew David tweeted it in. a picture of Caboose from Red versus Blue. And Caboose is, for those that don't know, we'll call him Smooth Brained. So when I said time is a flat circle, he responded with that picture and said, this is why clocks are round. And I was losing it in the newsroom.
Yeah.
So shout out to Matthew.
I now understand what that is. I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah. If you need a laugh, go watch Red versus Blue.
Mm-hmm.
But again, so there it is. That's getting connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.
Did you see what Fitzpatrick did?
We'll talk about that next.
Yes.
But first of all, we are going to go to Greg Rousseau. From the Locker Room, it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs, and then we'll come back after the break.
What'd you see on Austin's interception?
I think Casey got his hands up, and then I just saw Austin catching. I was on the sideline for that play, but I was just jumping up and down because I know how hard he works and how hard we all work. So for him to make that play like that in that moment, when I think they were kind of driving down the field, it was a huge play, and it was one of the turning points in the game.
What does it do for you guys on the bench when you see a rookie wide receiver, Keon, drive his man all the way to the bench?
Man, setting a tone, just physicality. You expect to see that from an O-lineman, but to see it from a receiver, it's huge. And the way he's going up and getting the ball, it's inspiring.
I know it just happened.
Welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown unbeatable prices, trusted service. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, TJ Luckman, the trio wrapping up your Bills game day coverage. Here's the Bills winners, 31-10 over the Seattle Seahawks out in Seattle on the road, a West Coast trip. And they got, I gotta say, it's the most relatable probably anyone can ever feel, by the way, when you notice the coach was out quick, and it's so relatable.
Sure.
Like, you want to get home. You've had a long work day.
Us?
You like them. You had a long work day. The first flight we got, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And like, that's so relatable though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for everyone.
No, man. Like, us.
Only
like, right
felt
now.
That way every single time.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. But
no, I'm going there.
I'll shrug my shoulders to it. We got our job to do, no matter what. But that's so relatable though. Like, it's such a long day. I just want to get home. And that's exactly how that energy is there. It's like, hey, start to finish, I'm nothing but smiles right now. We got the first flight out of here. We're going. And like, that's, like I said, that's something that anyone can relate to.
Yeah.
But also satisfying when, like I said, McDermott was nothing but smiles though. And I think outside of the refs throwing flags too much, there's nothing you can really complain about in that game if you're head coach Sean McDermott.
No. I mean, even Allen's fumble was literally because it was just pouring rain and he lost control of the football, but he ended up kicking it to Ty Johnson and getting a first down.
Which I don't know if you guys heard, but it led to like a very long talk between Tom Brady and whoever the play-by-play guy is about rubbing balls with water, but they just kept saying you need to rub the balls with water over and over and over again. It was just like, we need to switch topics. Because, come on.
Okay, all right.
I just felt the need to bring that up and make everybody else as uncomfortable and cackle, maybe giggle a little bit as much. I see Joe here finally going.
I am so proud of myself that I didn't lose any control of laughter there. That's probably the best, the brightest professional moment that I've ever had in my radio career.
Yeah?
Right there.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me.
I'm proud of me for saying all of it.
Yes, I'm also proud of you. I'm proud of everyone.
Was there a comment about
but
the
deflated
footballs
to let you
on
know
the broadcast
after
too?
That happened? It's a good 5 minutes until there was a commercial break.
I love that.
And they just ran with it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey man, sometimes you say things and it doesn't sound like what you want it to. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Point it out? No, that's for us to do apparently.
Yeah, it's my job.
That's TJ's job.
Yeah.
Well, you heard him. Here's what you got to do next time.
Okay, shut up.
He's trying to get you to say it.
Nope. I'm not going to say it because I'm going to lose. But you know what I'm not going to lose? A Buffalo Bills football Monday tomorrow on WGR presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down in the morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Not bright, but early at 6 a.m. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Chopin Bulldog at 3 o'clock, featuring former Bills center Eric Wood at 4. That's all for your Buffalo Bills Football Monday tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. And then your programming note at 7:30 on our sister station, the Bet 1520. Westwood One presents the Giants and the Steelers. Monday Night Football is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. And by Armor Heat, do it right the first time.
Like wetting balls,
with water. You are not doing well.
No, I am not doing well. That caught me. I didn't know that even happened.
I didn't either. I'm not going to lie to you.
I kind of figured since you guys are here and why would you...
And one of us is a giggle pants, and it's not the person that you would expect it to be.
No, I am.
Of the two of us, I was expecting to lose my cool on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was you.
It's that time of I've been here since 11 a.m. So it's like it's that time. I'm losing it a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I've been here since 10, and
that's
okay.
Right. Like, yeah,
but it is what it is. But I also know my weaknesses.
Yeah, I don't know. That caught me. I love it. Caught me totally off guard. Was there a comment about deflated footballs, though? I heard someone mention that earlier.
No. On Twitter, I think I saw people making jokes about that. But
it's probably because of those comments.
Nothing about deflated footballs. Just
yes.
Getting
rubbing
the footballs
balls
wet.
With water.
It's for the
rubbing,
like they made a point with it. I want
footballs
to be clear.
With water.
There was a point. It's like they want the footballs to be wet because it's a better grip if it's already wet rather than
having
it's not wet yet. It's a dry ball with droplets on it, so then it's slippery. There was like a big point
there was
about
actual
it,
science
but they just
behind
kept
it.
Going back to
there was science
you
behind it with
those
a terrible sentence.
Balls rubbed with water.
This is elite programming.
Yeah. Talk about 10 coming on 11 p.m. programming. That's
this
what this
is. This is 10:39 at night Eastern Standard Time programming.
I've heard.
This is
you
some.
Know what? I shouldn't say that. It's back to you.
This
guys.
Is I'm Derek. This is Derek, Joe like Kelly, and TJ so ass good. Programming right now.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Tom Brady's like, oh no.
I hit that live read. TJ was fist pumping there.
We're excited.
We're having our ball. We're having ourselves a ball. Possibly rubbed with water.
Allegedly.
And I broke TJ. Look at that. Look at how the turntables.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do the fifth
Uno,
segment of the overtime
the
show.
Uno reverse card. That's how you
end game.
Overtime.
It is overtime. We are working overtime. No, we're not, but we are working the overtime show.
Mm-hmm.
The Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram overtime show.
Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. So what's next for the Bills? We highlighted that in the last segment. Joe, what was your favorite part about this game? And don't say the referee is out of spite, because I will throw something at you.
I was thinking about it, but no, I think honestly just the collective way the team kind of worked. Everyone's a cog, right? And everything was turning. The watch was wound up and turning perfectly. Everything was ticking. So I just think your run game, your passing game, the defense was electric from the start. If you play games like that consistently, there's no reason you can't win in the NFL against these scrappy teams like we highlighted coming up, right? Even San Francisco, Kansas City, the good teams, there's no reason you can't beat them if you play like that
consistently. If you play like that,
you just need consistency. That's really it, the takeaway. You need to play like that consistently.
Especially because the narrative with the Bills was like how bad they were starting. They were, I think, 21st in point differential in the first quarter this year. And then what do? You have yourselves a great start with your first two drives, one on offense, one on defense. But then it followed up, like, of course, it was not all smooth sailing for you.
No.
But you did get to a 7-3 lead, and you were mostly in control in the first quarter.
Yes, they didn't let the game get out of hand early and then have to come back. That's the difference.
That is the difference between that game and everything else that we've seen for the most part so far this season, outside of the first Dolphins game and the Jaguars game, where those were just complete beatdowns from start to finish.
Right.
Like, even then, there was a little bit of like, okay, hang on, the minute Allen threw his first interception. Because that was after the Seahawks had a field goal, and you're like, okay.
10-7, here
We're looking at 10-7, here we go, we're in for a fight. And then
they held it.
Fourth down stop, turnover on downs, and then you take it 93 yards the other way. And that was probably my favorite part, was Josh Allen stepping up in the pocket, finding Dalton Kincaid, silky smooth, everything about that play, that it was everything that you needed.
Yeah.
Because it helps put the game in a different direction than even if you've got a field goal in that moment. That puts the game away. Or it doesn't put it away, but it puts it in a direction where you could start putting it on ice. The next touchdown, like, that would be, that's the conversation you're having, is the next touchdown you get, you're probably putting it out. Because the defense is great at second half adjustments, and here they are going to come back and they're going to do that. And they did. They got an interception right away on a screen play. Something that never happens with the Bills.
Is defending
a screen well.
Right. You went from being a referee, having the flag in the pocket, to having it in the air, to having it on the ground. You executed the entire game.
And that is how it goes. You had something for me, by the way.
I did. The Fitzpatrick stat.
Yes, let's skip that.
So he says he's done math multiple times now to make sure this is correct. Harvard-educated guy, so we have to believe it.
Yes.
Josh Allen and Khalil Shakir in regular season the last 2 years, 83 targets, 75 catches.
That is correct.
So Harvard guy says that. I mean, it's just pretty unbelievable.
But that's all you got to do is look up the stats and confirm it.
Exactly.
And that is exactly what this is. Khalil Shakir is hilariously efficient.
Yeah, and I feel like that's not really well known outside of Buffalo. It's starting to be well known.
Starting to, just like Christian Benford's ascendance.
That's like the last two seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last season, Khalil Shakir, here the experiment was over. Elsewhere in the league, it was not. People didn't see him as a threat, truthfully.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the second half of last year that he really started becoming more of a player figured into the offense and on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when the efficiency started happening. Then in the playoffs, he does it again. He keeps stepping it up and making more plays.
Yeah.
To where everyone's thinking, okay, maybe he is a contributor. And he's still it. Like, and into the season, yeah, he's the only guy who caught a pass from Josh Allen. But he also proved to be the contributor. Speaking of Josh Allen, we will hear from him coming up next here on the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, TJ Luckman, Football's Rubbed with Water. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back. Final segment of the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town, unbeatable prices, trusted service. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, TJ Luckman here with you. As everyone has done a great job here today on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network for this game today. And with that said, thank you to everyone that has gotten the job done here with us today, from Jeremy starting things off with Bills Game Day, and of course, Joe DiBiase and I on Countdown to Kickoff, Sal, Chris, Eric on the call out in Seattle. Shout out to Greg Harvey.
Yes.
Todd Brody.
Yes.
Those guys are awesome.
Our dudes.
Get it done every week.
Get it done every week with them.
Spectacular fashion.
As part of the road crew there. And then, of course, Shelton Bulldog getting themselves here through postgame. Zach Jones, game day producer and postgame producer. For TJ Luckman, for Joe Kelly, for my broken headphones, this is Derek Kramer. We kick it off to Josh Allen in the locker room. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services for your HVAC, plumbing, and electric needs. Jeremy and Joe, get things started for you at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. Mom.